Working in Teams, Unit 9, Expanding Value, Tools for Collaboration Across Time and Space, and HIT-related activities. At the end of this unit, the participant will be able to 1. Select appropriate communication tools available for global and diverse team collaboration. 2. Predict future tools that could be used in the healthcare arena to collaborate and connect health professionals. And 3. Infer the future face of the healthcare field where team collaboration and patient-centeredness is a fundamental practice. In this unit, you will learn more about tools for collaboration across time and space that help to do health information technology work when participating on HIT teams. In addition, technologies that are emerging will be discussed from the health information perspective that we are seeing to focus in on team collaboration around patient-centered care and practice within the healthcare environment. With healthcare reform and the explosion of emerging technologies, we can expect continual changes to occur in this area. At this time, let's do an activity. I would like to break the class into possibly small groups and have you work for 10 minutes to brainstorm about what communication tools are available today for individuals working in teams to communicate and disseminate information to meet the work goals. At the end of the 10 minutes, please write all the tools on a board or a flip chart, and then I would like for each group to have ownership and communicate about the tools and present a report on either the tool at this class, or if we run out of time, it can be presented next class. We will now cover content briefly on a few communication tools that are being used for global and diverse team collaboration today. Skype. Skype is a software application that allows users to make voice and video calls over the internet. Skype also provides additional features which include video conferencing, instant messaging, and file transfer. Advantages of using Skype. The Skype surface is worldwide. Calls can be initiated and received from anywhere on the internet. Skype provides two-way voice calling and supports audio conferencing with up to 25 participants. Skype voice calls can be initiated from a PC to a phone and vice versa. Skype's text chat allows group chats, story chat history, and editing of previous messages. Skype supports two-way video and video conferencing with up to 5 participants.
In the healthcare environment, Skype is an application that can keep team members from missing deliverable deadlines due to potentially missing meetings. Occasionally, team members are unable to physically attend a meeting due to not having enough time to get to the meeting place. This challenge could be because of back-to-back meetings, lack of travel time, or due to being in another city, state, or country. Skype gives the users the ability to not only hear the team dialogue, but to visually see each other. The visual component adds another layer of connecting with the team members that having only dialogue, such as a phone call, doesn't accomplish.
Google Talk, or GTalk, is a no-charge Windows web-based application for instant messaging and voice over internet protocol offered by Google, Inc. The Google Talk application is only available for Microsoft Windows, but Google Chat, which is voice and video chat, is available for PCs and newer Intel-based Macs. Advantages of using Google Talk. Unlike Skype, Google Talk is free to use. The only requirement is that the user must have an established Gmail account to sign in. Google Talk is designed to support a wide range of PCs and mobile devices. Google Talk integrates with other instant messaging programs such as AOL Instant Messenger. With Google Talk, users can send and receive voicemails. Users report that Google Talk is easy to set up and is very user-friendly.
Like Skype, Google Talk gives the HIT team total connectivity with each other. If members of the team are challenged with carving out travel time to attend a meeting, Google Talk can be set up to have the team meet virtually, even via their cell phones.
Telemedicine. Telemedicine may be as simple as two health professionals discussing a case over the phone, or as complex as using satellite technology and video conferencing equipment to conduct a real-time consultation between medical specialists in two different countries. Telemedicine generally refers to the use of communications and information technologies for the delivery of clinical care. Care at a distance, also called in absentia care, is an old practice which was often conducted via post. There has been a long and successful history of in absentia healthcare, which, thanks to modern communication technology, has evolved into what we know as modern telemedicine. In its early manifestations, African villagers used smoke signals to warn people to stay away from the village in case of serious disease. In the early 1900s, people living in remote areas in Australia used two-way radios powered by a dynamo driven by a set of bicycle pedals to communicate with the Royal Flying Doctor Service of Australia.
The terms e-health and telehealth are at times wrongly interchanged with telemedicine, like the terms medicine and healthcare. Telemedicine often refers only to the provision of clinical services, while the term telehealth can refer to clinical and non-clinical services such as medical education, administration, and research. The term e-health is often, particularly in the UK and Europe, used as an umbrella term that includes telehealth, electronic medical records, and other components of health IT.
Telemedicine can be broken into three main categories: store and forward, remote monitoring, and interactive services. Let's talk about each. Store and forward telemedicine. Dermatology, radiology, and pathology are common specialties that are conducive to telemedicine. A key difference between traditional in-person patient meetings and telemedicine encounters is the omission of an actual physical examination and history. The store and forward process requires a clinician to rely on a history report and audio-video information in lieu of a physical examination.
When a patient cannot travel to another location for a specialist's opinion about a specific issue, the use of telemedicine becomes a critical component. The actual store and forward process is the result of an HI team working together to understand all the components needed for telemedicine to succeed. Through telemedicine, 3D images can now be sent electronically anywhere in the world, along with telemetry waveforms such as EKGs or heart rhythms and EEGs, brainwaves.
Remote monitoring. This method is primarily used for managing chronic diseases or specific conditions such as heart disease, diabetes mellitus, or asthma. These services can provide comparable health outcomes to traditional in-person patient encounters, supply greater satisfaction to patients, and may be cost-effective.
Let's talk about an HIT scenario. A home health nurse business has three offices. The owner of the business has been reading up on telehealth and remote monitoring. The owner would like a team of her employees to determine who in their client base can manage self-monitoring before purchasing the application, server, and hardware necessary for the visiting nurses as well as the patients to use. The team is comprised of the following staff: 3 nurses, 1 from each office, 2 data clerks, 1 from 2 of the offices, and 1 office manager, who happens to be a nurse as well. The team has decided on the following deliverables. 3 nurses. They are to create an assessment with accompanying checklist to determine if the suspected patients can indeed self-monitor. The 2 data clerks are to data mine to identify the potential patients that can self-monitor. And the 1 office manager is to research the cost of equipment for the offices and the patients' homes, along with the applications for ease of use for the staff.
Interactive telemedicine. Many activities such as history review, physical examination, psychiatric evaluations, and ophthalmology assessments can be conducted comparably to those done in traditional face-to-face visits. In addition, clinician interactive telemedicine services may be less costly than in-person clinical visits.
Let's do another HIT scenario using interactive telemedicine. A small rural community hospital is investigating the use of telemedicine for their 8-bed intensive care unit. The hospital would like to engage the larger academic hospital's critical care intensivists on cases that need second opinions. Without having the patient transported to the larger hospital, it is determined that it is necessary for the intensivists to travel to the rural hospital. The team consists of the following staff: two critical care providers from the rural hospital, three critical care nurses, one critical care nurse manager, and one critical care intensivist from the larger academic hospital. The team's charge is to determine the feasibility of contracting the critical care intensivist's services for consults instead of transporting the patient to the larger hospital or paying for the intensivist's travel fees. In addition, the team must price out the equipment and infrastructure needed to have the application, the necessary hardware, such as robots, etc., to accomplish the charge.
Telemedicine is most beneficial for populations living in isolated communities and remote regions and is currently being applied in virtually all medical domains. Specialties that use telemedicine often use a tele prefix. For example, telemedicine, as applied to radiologists, is called teleradiology. Similarly, telemedicine, as applied by cardiologists, is termed as a telecardiology. Telemedicine is also useful as a communication tool between a general practitioner and a specialist available at a remote location. The first interactive telemedicine system, operating over standard telephone lines for remotely diagnosing and treating patients requiring cardiac resuscitation, defibrillation, was developed and marked by Medphone Corporation in 1989 under the leadership of its president and founder, S. Eric Wachtel. A year later, the company introduced a mobile cellular version, the MD phone. 12 hospitals in the U.S. served as receiving and treatment centers for this new innovation.
If you recall, in the previous example of the home health nurse business, the staff has eventually concluded that using the home health monitoring application with the patients that could manage these devices would not only be cost-effective, but could potentially decrease the number of hospital visits by the patients. The patient's healthcare trends, such as dramatic fluctuation trends either high or low, would be identified remotely by the healthcare staff via the application. A home health nurse would then be deployed to intervene, and a regime would be started that would stop the trend. The patient would then remain at home, precluding any necessity of a hospital visit. Reimbursement would be realized for the visits, meaningful use would be realized for the equipment, and above all, the patient would become an active participant in their health care.
ECG, or electrocardiograph, can be transmitted using telephone and wireless transmission. Eithoven, the inventor of the ECG, actually did tests with transmission of ECG through telephone lines. This was because the hospital did not allow him to move patients outside the hospital to his laboratory for testing of his new device. In 1906, Eithoven came up with a way to transmit the data from the hospital directly to his lab. One of the oldest known telecardiology systems, which is teletransmission of the ECG, was established in Gwalior, India, in 1975 at GR Medical College by Dr. Ajay Shankar. This system enabled wireless transmission of ECG from the moving ICU van or the patient's home to the central station in ICU of the Department of Medicine. Transmission using wireless was done using frequency modulation, which eliminated noise. Transmission was also done through telephone lines. The ECG output was connected to the telephone input using a modulator, which converted ECG into high-frequency sound. At the other end, a demodulator reconverted the sound into ECG with a good gain accuracy. The ECG was converted to sound waves with a frequency varying from 500 Hz to 2500 Hz with 1500 Hz at baseline.
Not only can ECGs, electrocardiography, be sent electronically, but quite a few diagnostic exams can be sent not only electronically, but now digitally as well. Electrocardiography, or heart motion studies, is one that can be sent electronically to other locations for a second opinion, whereas in the past, the physician would either have to physically go to the location where the films were kept or wait for them to be delivered via mail.
Electronic stethoscopes can be used as recording devices, which are helpful for purposes of telecardiology. Teleradiology. The most typical implementation are two computers connected via internet. The computer at the receiving end will need to have a high-quality display screen that has been tested and cleared for clinical purposes. Sometimes the receiving computer will have a printer so that images can be printed for convenience. The radiographic image and a modem or other connection are required for this first step. The image is scanned and then sent via the network connection to the receiving computer. Today's internet bitrates authorize the use of new technologies for teleradiology. The image reviewer can now have access to distant servers in order to view an exam. Therefore, they do not need particular workstations to view the images. A standard PC and DSL connection is enough to reach KeoSys Central Server. No particular software is necessary on the PC, and the images can be reached from wherever in the world.
Visit a healthcare institution health IT department to obtain an example of a telehealth or telemedicine application that is currently being used by a department.
High-definition video conferencing for healthcare. With HD, or high-definition video conferencing, clinicians have full confidence they can provide the care their patients deserve. Healthcare is clearly the most demanding application for video conferencing. Doctors are able to see and hear as clearly as if they are there in person. Video conferencing allows the physician to look inside an ear canal, view a radiology film, and see vivid, true colors to determine a patient's well-being. Video conferencing solutions and applications. Remote access to specialty care, such as neonatology, telepsychiatry, oncology, emergency care, nephrology, radiology, and many more are some examples where you can provide remote access to care. Teleconsultations can be done for second opinions. Another example includes rural telemedicine, continuing medical education. We can also look at home health monitoring, pharmaceutical research and innovation, telementoring to teach new methods and techniques, and also administrative meetings without costly travel. Intel Health Guide. As an example of internet video conferencing, the use of Intel Health Guide will be discussed. Long-term chronic conditions create many challenges for the patients who have them, as well as for their immediate caregivers and the healthcare professionals responsible for their care. The Intel Health Guide is designed to help address those challenges. The benefits of the Intel Health Guide include patients who are more engaged to take a more active and positive role in their own care. For healthcare providers, it enables more informed and personalized care, which may lead to better patient satisfaction. And it helps healthcare organizations to face the challenges of chronic care, increase efficiency, and achieve organizational objectives. In short, Intel technology is helping to fulfill the promise of rural health management, or RHM, where interactive, data-rich telehealth helps to create timely, personalized, cost-effective care.
Technology has grown by leaps and bounds in telehealth. In the early days, the only way for a patient in a rural area to send, say, their blood sugar results to a physician's office was by telephone. That technology is still in use today, but now other high-tech companies are joining the groundswell of interest in telehealth, such as the partnering of Verizon and BL Technologies to create a touchpad device that will not only send the patient data to the physician's office or home health agency, but will play health education videos to encourage the patient to remain. In an example of a heart failure patient who has the device Philips Motiva, which was developed by the Philips company using broadband technology, the platform incorporates the patient's television, not a computer or computer-like device, to watch informational videos from the prescriber as well as record vital signs using additional remote devices, like a weight scale, which record the vital signs information and sends them back to the physician's office where trends are identified. All of this is accomplished via a handheld remote, which accesses the health educational information, the patient's weight trends, and medication reminders, for example. To see these devices, please see your instructor for the available URLs and look them up on the internet.